O'Connor.
The biggest business story this week has been the Czech government's controversial new financial reform package. The proposed reforms include a 15% flat tax as well as an increase in the lower VAT rate from 5 to 9%. There will also be layoffs in the state sector and social spending cuts, affecting things like sickness and unemployment benefits. Critics say that the reforms won't make much difference to people's incomes and are not radical enough to reduce the country's budget deficit. The government's proposals will go before Parliament in June.
In keeping with the government's efforts to cut public spending, Transport Minister Aleš Ževíček has announced that he plans to reduce the country's transport infrastructure fund by nearly 25% over the next 2 years, from 59 billion Czech crowns to 45 billion Czech crowns. At the same time, an expert conference held in Prague this week on transport in the Czech Republic concluded that at least 100 billion Czech crowns, or 4.8 billion US dollars, was needed to maintain and improve the country's transport network.
Czech power giant ČEZ is the biggest firm in Central Europe, according to Forbes magazine. The American publication placed ČEZ in 453rd place in its list of the 2,000 largest public companies in the world, an improvement of almost 200 places on its position in a similar poll conducted by the magazine last year. Record earnings and an increase of nearly 30% in ČEZ shares are the main reasons behind the firm's improved Forbes ranking.
There's been a sharp increase in the sale of new passenger cars in the Czech Republic. Car sales increased by an extraordinary 9.2% in the first quarter of 2007. Altogether, 30,105 cars were sold in this period. Škoda still has the biggest share of the Czech market, accounting for 11,595 of the new cars purchased, although the Czech firm's overall market share fell from 41.4% to 38.5%. Analysts attribute the rise in car sales to the Czech Republic's improving economic situation.
And finally, fast food chain McDonald's has announced a record growth in revenues in the Czech Republic. Its year-on-year sales grew by 13.2% in 2006 to just over 2.5 billion Czech crowns, or 120 million US dollars. McDonald's, which runs 72 outlets in the Czech Republic, did not open any new restaurants last year, but still managed to attract 7.5 million more customers. Altogether, more than 44 million people visited a McDonald's outlet in the Czech Republic over the course of the year.